We've got Craig Lloyd in with us, and we are talking about Hog Day, Hillsboro Hog Day, going on once again this year. Craig, how long has Hog Day been an annual event now for us? I know that has really got quite the tradition now.
Absolutely. We've been doing it. I guess this is our 34th year that we've got coming up, and the Optimist Club's been running it for the last 3 years.
Okay, right. So y'all have taken the reins over and starting to get a little bit of your footing here and a little bit of a track record now as well. Has that helped out getting through the planning
It really
process?
Has. The first 2 years we took it over, we kind of incubated it over in the big city of Eflin.
Right.
And we've decided to take the leap of faith and bring it back home to Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. And so we're proud to bring home our theme this year is bringing home the bacon.
So what is actually going to be going on at Hog Day this year?
Good. We have got a wonderful thing that we've got with a kickoff party starting tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's going to be from 6 to 10. We've got live music. We've got all kinds of arts and crafts vendors. We've got the cook-off. The barbecue cook-off will be starting tomorrow night. And we've got live entertainment. And then we also have on Saturday, we go in and start with the 5K from 8 to 10. And then from 10 to 5 is our main day. So we've got live entertainment, arts and crafts stuff, all kinds of neat things going on. And tons and tons and tons of barbecue will be sold that morning.
It's one of the things that can, even in divided times, can unite all North Carolinians is promise of some barbecue out there.
So, absolutely.
Well, moving it from Eflin back over to Hillsboro, where's everything going to be taking place at?
We're going back to the original site, okay. Which is right behind the courthouse. Mm-hmm. It's called the River Park there. It's actually 144 East Margaret Lane. If you go to hogday.org, our website, or our Facebook page, Hog Day on Facebook, you can go in and actually there's a little map on there that you can actually go ahead and kind of see the location.
Okay,
and everything.
Cool.
But we pretty much take up that whole area back there from Cameron Street, Margaret, Court Street, all that area back in there. We have a law enforcement car show that we're doing back in there. And just all kinds of neat things. We're adding the 5K. It's going to be going up and down the Riverwalk up there.
Cool.
So it's the first time they officially had a race on the full Riverwalk.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So that's kind of new. So we're adding all kinds of neat things this year. So we're excited.
Combining a lot of things that you can only do once you bring it back to Hillsboro.
Yeah, absolutely. Right downtown.
So for parking of all this, is there a certain layout that people should be following, or is it just kind of wherever you can find a spot downtown and then that deck that's over
there?
Yeah,
we got the parking decks there. We've got the other areas that are kind of over behind Bank of America and over there near the pizza place and different things like that. So there should be plenty of parking. I mean, we've done it for, like I said, 34 years, so people kind of know where to go, when to go, and all that. And so we've consolidated a little bit, so it actually has opened up a little bit more parking spaces
Great.
As well.
Well, so whenever people are coming out, is there an admission fee and all that? And then where is all of the effort going to, some proceeds? How is that helping out?
Okay, absolutely. Free admission.
Okay.
So we do not charge anything for that except for a barbecue sandwich. And, of course, if the kids want to play in the kids' area, we've got a bunch of inflatables and different things like that that they can go and participate in. And then we've got tons of arts and crafts vendors as well. But all the proceeds, the Orange County Optimist Club, which we hope some of your members would consider joining, we're actually the sister location of the Chapel Hill. They're our kind of our sister site that kind of sponsored us to get started. And they're actually going to be coming out and volunteering in our information booth as well.
Great.
But the Optimist Club, all the proceeds go to help children's programs and services here throughout the county.
Awesome.
And so we've been able to raise thousands of dollars over the last few years, hope to raise a lot more money this year. We've given it to Ronald McDonald House, Exchange Club, prevention programs, and different Christmas child programs through social services. And so we don't have any overhead. We don't have any employees. It's 100% volunteer-led, and so we want to keep the money in the family. We want to go and invest it. All of our food vendors are all nonprofit agencies, churches, and schools there. So we're trying to really make an effort. We've rolled it back to the way it started with a lot of the neat kind of things, the contest and different funny things that we do throughout as well. So we hope people come out and enjoy it. I had a guy that was with the Southeast Festivals Network, and he said he was happy that we were bringing it back and taking it over or whatever. He said that we're one of the rare ones out there that have kept it consistent over the last 34 years, and that's what makes us unique and why people want to come out and enjoy Hillsboro while they're there.
Absolutely. And one of the great things about doing this locally and all the local people, right. You know, the money end up staying locally as well. So is there anything that you're, I guess, most looking forward to with it being back kind of to the roots of the Hog Day Festival?
To be honest, shade.
Absolutely.
We like the shade around the river park,
yes,
and
absolutely.
Everything. And just going in and having it back home. Mm-hmm. We really have just got an outpouring from the county and the town and all the businesses. It has been phenomenal. And the residents just coming out and helping and volunteering and all that. It's just the excitement is building. And it's, like I said, it's a rare good old-fashioned festival like they used to be, and we're proud to have it back.
So kickoff tomorrow from 6 to 10.
Right.
And then everything else on Saturday there, 8 to 10 for the 5K, 10 to 5 for all the festivities.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And the best arts and crafts vendors you'll ever see. I've seen some of the stuff that's come in with the pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's a good time, right, going into the holidays, mm-hmm. too, to get you jump started on some of your holiday shopping.
There you go. Well, give us that website one more time.
www.hogday.org.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for coming in. We're looking forward to it.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Y'all come on.